It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Lennon Jr., Mark Davila, and it's Fat Fuck Fridays. Yeah, Minnesota, let's do it.
As a fat man, I'm very offended by that, Mark.
Why? By stating a fact?
Well, I mean, I might be fat, but I'm not a fuck.
That's subject to debate, I think.
What is it? How are you? How would you be a fuck?
I don't know.
Fuck is a weird word because you can be a verb, it can be a noun, it can be a
adjective.
Adjective.
You're jack of all trades, really. I don't know.
Nice. It's nice.
It's a good word.
A lot of words you can't do that with.
Yeah, it means everything.
Like
and
gourd,
nothing.
Like gourd. That word has no use whatsoever.
But you still use it. You just
quit
use it now.
Gordon me, man. Ugh.
Well, if you knew a guy named Gordon, and he does something in particular, you could say it.
Why don't you come over and gourd me tonight?
Because Gordon, he's known for his prowess in the bedroom. So you could say that.
I'm so gourd. Ugh.
When you're gay and bored, I guess?
No.
When you're bored as a gay man, you can say you're gourd.
It just means... It's like Smurf. They used Smurf as their adjective for everything.
They're just lazy.
Smurf was their... Was there fuck? They just use it for everything.
Yeah, laziness.
You know the weird part of that is like their species. They just use their species name. It's just like if we used human.
Yeah, no, I know.
Smurfy.
Yeah.
Didn't you go see that Smurf movie in the theater?
Yeah, I seen it.
But why?
I took my son. We seen it.
Was it good?
No.
Now, why wouldn't they?
Not horrible.
If you're gonna come out with a Smurf movie.
It wasn't like a horrible piece of shit.
It was like the Smurfs Take Manhattan or something, right?
Well, they come. I mean, the Smurfs take place in who knows where. It's sometime in the past. There was still
princes
or
it could
and
be
shit.
Or just like an alternate universe. Something.
Well, as far as you know, when you watch the cartoons, it's taking place in the past. And according, you know, to the movie, through a magical portal, some of them are transported to modern times.
Was Gargamel?
Oh yeah.
Who played Gargamel?
No idea.
Was it a dude?
Gregory Hines.
Was it a cartoon?
It was a regular man.
Now, is Gargamel just like a regular dude, like madman who likes eating these creatures?
No, he's a wizard.
Was he a wizard?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if he had any power or if he was just like a regular
dude.
No,
he had magic. He had magic. But the thing is, it was always weird because during some episodes, he wanted to eat the Smurfs and kill them. Other episodes, he wanted to catch the Smurfs and turn them into gold. He can never really make up his mind.
Because
apparently there was a spell to turn Smurfs into gold, and I guess he was down on his luck. He needed the cash.
Well, I mean, there wasn't much going on in that. I mean, he didn't even live in a village. He lived by himself.
In a castle. He was rich.
This guy was.
You got your own castle.
I mean, he's just
and
sitting
a cat.
Around.
He had a cat. What more do you need?
You don't even think a cat would taste better than a Smurf?
But there were a shitload of Smurfs. You eat your cat, you're done. Well, remember when I ate that cat? That was pretty good.
I always wanted to start a punk band and name them Dead Smurf.
Apparently you love punk bands.
No, I really don't. I mean, I'm not... I mean, there are some
You listen
punk,
to punk music, so...
Some, but I'm not, like, a huge fan.
Oh, speaking of music, I thought about if you had your own show, not with me in it, apparently, it would be a failure, for one. But the theme song...
Oh, yeah, because I need you.
Well, yeah. Ask anyone. But the theme song should be... Klein is on my side. Yes, he is. It would work. It'd be good.
Am I like a lawyer? Klein, he's on your side. Or am I like on Channel 2?
You're like I think you'd be like on the news. You're trying to weed out scams. Klein is on your side.
I mean, they always show me like, didn't they show those kind of the investigative
reports? Do they even do that anymore? Watch the news.
They do, because the other day I saw one. And they always have like a trench coat, and they're like in the dark alleys. Like
getting blowjobs from whores.
Digging up the dirt on people. Like, you'd see me walking in the streets with my trench coat on, looking all fierce and tough.
Well, you don't look fierce or tough, and you just look weird in a trench coat. Be too big on you, baggy. Look stupid.
You're saying I don't look tough.
That's correct.
I was thinking about the other day. We both know certain guys... Who are just like tiny little twerps. Like,
oh yeah,
they weigh like 140 pounds.
Wet.
They're 5'5", 5'6". Those guys, I mean, if someone picked a fight with them, they literally can't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's just no. At least if someone tried to pick a fight with me, I'm not the biggest guy in the world, but I think I could protect myself for a little while.
Well,
if it was a
listen, it depends.
If it was just somebody trying to fight, like a asshole trying, not as like an attack, but you know,
yeah. I mean, I guess. But like I said, it depends. If there's a fucking giant of a man, and he comes up and wants to kick your ass, he's kicking your ass.
See, that's the problem, too. A giant man could probably start pushing me around, and people would be like, eh. But if you're a 5'4" guy and someone, a big 7-foot-tall guy's pushing you around,
yeah, people like, what are you doing, trying to help you out. It's like, hey, leave that guy alone, giant.
Leave that little, that hairy kid or little kid around alone.
You call him a hairy kidder?
A little kidder.
Hey, hairy kidder. Maybe that's his name, hairy kidder.
Hey, leave that little hairy kid alone.
Yeah. Look, I'm a short guy. If some big man wanted to beat my ass, I can't stop him.
Yeah, but you're stocky. You could stop him.
Yeah, I'm about stopping him. I'll put up a fight. I'm not just going to like, well, let me put my arms behind my back, sir. Take a swing.
You think anyone's ever Googled how tall we are yet? Because if you Google like a celebrity's name, like, I was just looking up something about
like there's all the stats?
Yeah, I was looking up for Jennifer.
Why would anyone... Okay, let me let everyone out there know. If you want to Google information like that about us, you're not going to fucking find it. We barely exist.
No, but I was about to say, and you interrupted me. I was just looking up Jennifer Goodwin, or Jennifer, or Jennifer, whatever the fuck her name is.
It's fucking Jennifer.
And, like, if you know, you type stuff in, it gives you, like, the rest of the sentence, like, how tall is she? It said two things. How tall is she and her weight loss?
Like, people ask, people are always checking that on Google.
Now, are these guys, how tall is she? Is these girls, like, wondering how she lost her weight?
Probably. Now,
like, how'd she do it?
Who the fuck cares how tall she is? Yeah, she has trainer and nothing but time.
Obviously, she's 5'4". I didn't look at it, but I bet you she's 5'4".
Around there. I mean, look, you can eye somebody up.
All girls are 5'4 to 5'5".
All girls? I mean, there's more of a range than that.
The majority of women are 5'4 to 5'7". The majority.
I mean, you got average.
90%.
Okay, yeah.
90%.
All right, listen, I don't... 90%. That's what I just said. You can shut the fuck up, but, you know, you got an average for everything.
Did you ever date a girl who was taller than you?
I might have taken one out once or twice. I think we were either, you know, did the same height, or maybe she might have been a tad. I don't know.
Was it weird?
No. Listen, it's not such a huge thing, but...
Would you date, like, a 5'10" girl?
I would be... Oh, yeah, definitely. I would love to have sex with, like, a really... I mean, she has to be attractive, too, not just some giant monster. But, like, you know, a chick who's, like, way bigger than me, I think it would be interesting. It would be awkward sexually, position-wise.
No, because your face would just be buried under her...
Not that. She's not 9 feet tall. But I think it would be challenging, you know, trying to find the right position.
So how tall are you thinking? Like, 5'10"? 5'12"?
5'12 is 6 feet. But, yeah, just tall. It's big. You know? Look, a really tall chick.
5'12. 5'12 and a half. I'll tell you. 5'12 and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds good.
Yeah. It'd be cool. But look, it's kind of like a science experiment. And I think there are a lot of loser chicks who are just big girls. But, I mean, they're not of the hot, super hot chick variety, who do date way smaller guys just because they have trouble getting guys. And if a shorter guy wants to date them, like, hey, I'm in.
Well, I mean,
I need a guy.
There's a lot of tall guys in the world.
Yeah.
So you could just go out and fight. But you know, we've said this before.
But there are chicks who just, you know, have trouble getting guys and
they
happen to be tall.
We're always saying the law of proximity.
Yeah, but let me say this. I do believe bigger girls, as in tall, have a harder time finding dates than really tall guys. Because, listen, if you're a really tall guy, you have... The sky's the limit for you. You have lots of options.
Or the ground's the limit
for
you.
Yeah. You can date a tiny chick. Some tiny chicks love to be with a giant of a man. Mm-hmm. Or you can date a really big girl. Because now, you know, you're on even footing.
But,
you know, for girls, you know, it's not every guy wants to date a real big girl.
Whenever I see a girl that's like 6'1" or 2", about my height, I always go...
Ugly.
I always go, it should be easier for me to get her because she's looking for a guy.
Yeah,
that's the same height
as her. She'd like a girl.
The problem is they're usually like, you know...
They're mannish sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're a tad masculine. Little too much testosterone in the mix, I think. That's how they got so tall.
Yeah.
Not every time. Some you have some like really hot, willowy type girls. You dated one once. You recall?
What?
You dated one once. She was taller.
She was only like 5'10".
Which is tall for a girl. Some asshole just told me.
It is tall for a girl.
Yes. So, the way you said it, she was only 5'10", like implying she wasn't tall.
Us tallies, that's short. We look down upon 5'10ers. Anyone under 6 foot shouldn't even be allowed to live, in my opinion.
Yep. You're right.
Listen, genetically speaking, we get rid of all you short assholes. We have a taller species.
And why do you want that?
And then, so no one, no, I've said it before, so no old ladies are asking me to get shit off the shelves for them at Target.
So you, you live shorter lives? Because, you know, taller people don't live as
long. No, it's not true. Bigger, taller people don't live as long. Tall people live fine. My grandfather was 6'4". He lived to 86 years old.
Yeah, but that's nothing. Nowadays, people are living to 300.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah, the short ones.
We'll see. Last laugh, Mark. Last laugh when I live longer than you.
We will see.
I have genetics on my size.
On your size? Your size 12 shoes.
You're already getting sick. You have kidney stones. You're breaking knees. Getting brain surgery. You're getting all kinds of stuff. And you expect to live longer than me?
I still will. And my knees were broken because I owed money to the mob.
Oh, and what has happened to me? Nothing. Healthy as a horse.
Yep. Go on his way to the fucking glue factory.
They don't use glue for horses anymore.
I do. Old school glue.
You know what I like?
How did they figure out that fucking horses, apparently, is their blood gooey?
I guess.
Were you riding a horse? Like, hey, Steve, get me off this fucking horse. I'm stuck. I can't get off this shit. Well, that's weird. You know what? Wait a second. I have a great idea. Let's mash this horse up. Put him in a bottle.
You know what I like is the Elmer guy. He's so scary on the other side of the Elmer's glue thing. He's like a demon or something.
What? Why are you scared of Elmer?
Have you ever seen that guy? He's like a demon.
I don't know.
What a creep.
I don't recall.
You don't remember what Elmer from Elmer's glue looks
I remember Elmer Fudd.
You're too busy sniffing it.
I know you wanted to say sniffing, but I don't think that's what came out.
I said smiff.
Are you smiffing that? Huh. Glue is interesting, though. The horse angle.
Says you.
Yeah, it is interesting. Who would fucking think of that?
Mark?
I was drinking horse blood, and my tongue stuck to the roof of my mouth.
HotshotWizKids.com, everyone.
Yes.
And?
Full sodes, mini sodes, and brand new Shut Up and Watch the Movie, which, by my calculations, tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the day it premieres, will be another new episode.
I believe we're going to release, I believe what's going to be released is My So-Called Life tomorrow.
Correct. The pilot episode of My So-Called Life. It's a good one. The commentary and the episode.
You might be able to get your girl to watch it with you.
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get some popcorn, curl up in front of the computer. Or hook the computer up to the TV, which some people do.
And don't forget, if you haven't done it yet, we do have that tutorial on our website.
I thought you were talking about sex. No. If you haven't done it yet, start having sex, because we enjoy it. It's fun.
Oh, you don't miss out on all the laughters.
No, I don't mean do it forever and not doing anything else, but you can try it.
All right, HotshotWizKids.com.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Anyway, whatever. Bye.